Listen up, Australia. He's not here. He's off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch. So we've got some best bits for you. This is Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Yeah, Mickey taking the week off back live in studio on Monday. It's Dave Williams. Nice to talk to you, though. A couple of hours of great entertainment coming up with Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Tradies Got Talent. We did it a couple of weeks ago. We had a guy ring in and sing Mark Cohen's Walking in Memphis. I tell you what, bring a tear to a glass eye. That's coming up for you in the second hour of the show. We'll be taking your calls on the bird of the year. It's got to be the budgerigar, right? No, apparently not. That's coming up for you. And is it really news? Right after this, it's Malloy, the Rostered Week Off here.
Time for another edition of Is It Really News?
Doritos Australia gifts teen $20,000 fund for unique puffy corn chip.
This has been another edition of Is It Really News?
What?
You heard me. A Queensland teenager has been given $20,000 a fund. $20,000 fund after discovering a one-of-a-kind corn chip in her packet of Doritos. Good Lord.
No.
Riley Stewart, 13, was eating a packet of chips when she discovered a unique puffed chip. Jesus.
What do you mean?
This has got scam. This has got marketing scam.
It's got ponytails, a boardroom, a whiteboard.
From Doritos written all over.
Come on.
So, I found a puffy Dorito. Is it valuable or should I just eat it? She said on TikTok. Tell me, please. The video's received more than 4.2 million views. After listing the item on eBay, she explained to her followers the sale was just an experiment.
Okay.
We're not taking this seriously. We just want to see what happens.
Righto.
We might not even get bids. Anyway, went from 99 cents into the tens of thousands of dollars.
Bloody
then
hell.
It was withdrawn, and then guess who stepped in?
Oh, who?
Doritos.
Oh, did they?
Doritos stepped in. And
they thought
saying,
they'd come to the,
look, the listing caught our attention.
Oh, no, did it, Doritos?
Caught by surprise, Doritos.
Come on.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Caught with your pants down, napping. And it's decided to reward the team for ingenuity and entrepreneurship. Yeah, they've just cut a check.
This looks like a samosa from my local Indian restaurant. I was looking at the photos of this.
Well, we're talking about it too. Doritos. So can you cut us a check? Can you cut off another $20,000 for Malloy show?
Remember that guy that found a Nutrigrain thing, looked like ET? It was the same thing. It was years ago. It was a big story back in the day. And I think he got some money. I'm not telling you a fib.
Yes, but if you showed me a Nutrigrain that looked like ET, I'd pay that. This is just a corn chip.
Yeah, that's
it's just
point.
Look at it.
It's a puffy corn chip.
It doesn't look like Jesus.
No.
It doesn't look like Elvis.
Actually, looks like
it doesn't look like ET.
Looks like dick and balls. A little bit.
Okay. There's $20,000, though. If you can find a Dorito that looks like dick and balls, you are seriously.
Right.
Oh, look out. Whitney's on the hunt. What have you found? There's the ET.
Thank you.
That's $20,000. That's a Nutrigrain.
Is that it? It was years ago, wasn't it?
Have a look at that.
Yeah.
Whereas this is just it's just a corn chip.
I thought I was making this up.
I mean, it's a corn chip. What's its strength and selling point? It's puffy.
Puffy. $20,000 for a puffy corn chip.
So it's a Dorito with a pot belly.
Looks like cock and balls.
It's $20,000.
Yep.
It doesn't look like cock and balls. Show me.
A little bit. If you turn that upside down, it's a little bit.
This is like one of those Rorschach tests for you, Dave. Everything looks like cock and balls for you.
This is Malloy on Triple M. It's Mick Malloy's Rostered Week Off. He's back live in studio next Monday. Tradies Got Talent coming up in the second hour. Adam Rosenbach is going to join us as well, but let's talk about birds.
Bird of the year. It's up and running. I love this. We did it last year.
That's
the Australian
true.
Bird of the year.
We're on board,
nominate
here.
Your favourite for the short list.
Yeah.
What about the bat?
Well, that's not a bird.
But it's a fly. It flies.
That's not a bird.
Yeah, but can't we squeeze it in under a technicality?
No.
They deserve something this year. They've had a shocker. Why can't a fruit bat be in the bird of the year? Can someone tell me technically, is it not a bird?
Bats are not birds.
I would put it to you, it's in the bird family.
A message from my cousin who's a park ranger. Bats are mammals, Dave. my cousin's text.
Oh, that's the end of the, that's the, end of the conversation,
he wouldn't know what he's talking about. Bats aren't birds, mate.
I don't care. They fly. It'd be an honour to say, well done, fruit bat. Bird of the year. I know you're not technically there, but we just wanted to say sorry.
Mammal of the year, it might pick up.
You're not making it mammal of the year, mate.
Well, that's what it is.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go and get like a canary cage and put it back. But when you come to my house, I'm going to say, "Have you seen my bird?"
I've got an aviary at home.
I'm
going
to teach it to talk. Batty, want a cracker?
You've
Batty.
Lost it, mate. You've
lost it today. Here's a good question from Phil.
Have you ever seen a baby pelican?
No, I haven't.
No one has. No one ever has.
Where are they? That's a vexing question because now I'm going to think about that.
I need you to find that out for us.
I've never seen a baby seagull either, by the way.
That's a good point, too.
Where do they sleep?
I'd imagine water, do they? Let's float in the water.
Sarah's on the line. Sarah, you've got an update involved. You're going for cockatoos, yeah? Is that your...
Yep, I'm going for cockatoos purely because they get rid of all the Indian miners in our area.
Oh, and they're a bit of a pest.
I
can't stand the Indian miner bird. You know, I've...
You've had issues with them.
I've had issues. Yeah. And all I'm saying is the two that were swooping me and my mum have, let's just say, mysteriously disappeared.
Was it a broom handle up to the nest? Is that what I heard?
I wouldn't look too closely into it if I was you.
I tell you what I saw.
Some things were out there, welcome, and stuff happens.
Okay.
Things get
all
broken.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know, Your Honour.
Yeah. What I saw today was a yellow-tailed black cockatoo. Amazing bird.
Where'd you see that?
When I went for my run.
Went for your poo jog.
Well, I was in the same vicinity.
What were you doing, squatting behind a bush?
No, I wasn't.
Snapping one off and you're like, look at that.
I tell you what.
It's a yellow-tailed.
And majestic. Makes a lot of racket too. A lot of that sort of stuff. That's probably why they're scaring away the Indian miner birds.
Yeah, well, good stuff. The cockatoo, I think that's a fine bird.
Yes.
As is Renee's choice. Renee, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking the kookaburra.
The kookaburra is as Aussie as a bird gets.
Yeah, I agree.
That's right, and I feel like I'm the same as him.
Oh, because that's the way
I'm a genuine Aussie too.
You sound like a genuine Aussie, Renee. Whereabouts in Australia are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Gateshead. And funnily enough, people always tell me I laugh like a kookaburra, and this afternoon I was out the backyard and I was sharing my slices of Devon with kookaburra on the back fence.
You're having a sit-down lunch with a kookaburra?
Yeah.
Yeah, one bite for me and one bite for him.
You tell you what, I saw a kookaburra, there's footage of it on YouTube, attacking a minor bird. The kookaburra is not to be messed with.
No.
The kookaburra is a legitimate, it don't bother me or you will come a cropper. And
they can be vicious.
Wow. I've never seen anything.
I thought I read a story about kookaburras too. Some of the youngs, so when they're in the nest, the brother or sister will try to top the other one, get rid of it, out of the nest. You know?
That's the way we were brought up.
Is that right, the Malloys? Triple M, it's Malloy. It's the Rostered Week Off. Andy Lee is going to join us tomorrow. We're talking about Bird of the Year. The Guardian Bird Life Australia poll for 2021. 50 shortlisted species. The bird will be voted for.
Oh, we're making a push to get the bat in there.
You are.
We know it's unorthodox, but we just feel the bat should be recognised.
You feel, and it's a mammal, not a bird.
I'm going to paint a bat yellow and enter it as a canary. We've got a caller there who knows the answer about baby pelicans.
Oh, yeah, it's Trent from the Central Coast.
Are you there, Trent?
Yeah, mate, they breed out in the desert, well, out west.
What?
You never see them close to water, the baby ones.
But otherwise, the pelicans hang out at water.
Yeah.
So why would you... Well, what? I don't get it.
I don't get it. They're docile.
Idiots.
Gary might have some more information.
Mate, to the best of my knowledge, the pelicans all swarm inland when lake air floods, which is like 1, 3, 4, or 5 years. Who knows why they do that, but that's what they do.
Well, they're idiots.
Why
would a bird that basically eats seafood and lives on the water go and put its youngster in a...
Well, it's probably...
lake air when it
floods. Yeah. And they're looking after the young, so, you know, that's nature.
I like the way they do that. They regurgitate. Would you do that for your kids?
No, you're an idiot.
Would you chew some food up?
No,
carry
I would
around,
not
carry
do
it
that.
Around for half a day, and when you get home, go... Come here, kids.
Okay, I just witnessed that, and it's not pretty. Look, Whitney's dry reaching out here looking at that.
Brett's on the line. Brett, what bird would you like to nominate as Bird of the Year?
Mate, I think it's got to be the Aussie icon, the ibis, a.k.a. the bin chicken.
The bin chicken.
Yeah, it's been overlooked, hasn't it?
The bin chicken will get its day, but I don't know if it's this year.
Really? Not the year for it?
It's not the year for it. We need a bird to look up to.
Okay.
Or a bat. Phil's on the line. Phil, what are you suggesting?
A shoebill.
What's a shoebill?
I don't know where it comes from, but if you look it up, shoebill, mate, apparently it's a bastard of a bird.
Well, why do you want to put it in the best
bird? What's it do?
Half the size of an emu, and it just looks like something you don't want to mess with.
A shoebill?
Oh,
I can see it now. Look at that thing. Looks a bit simple.
No, come on.
No, it does.
Shoebill.
It looks like a not fully formed emu.
So, that's prehistoric.
I vote for the shoebill. We've got a clubhouse leader, Phil.
Well done, Phil.
Mark's on the line. Mark, what are you thinking?
Mate, I think it's going to be the Corella.
Corella. Yeah. Yeah, a bit show-offy.
The only reason I'm saying it is a bit of a story behind it.
Far away. What is it?
Me and my mate Scotty's probably listening on the way home. How are you going, Scotty? We were fishing down at Lake Mawala for some Murray cod, and there was bloody corillas everywhere. There was thousands of them.
Yeah.
We're casting away, and he struck one of his lures on. It was actually the shape of a like a bird.
Yeah.
And he's hooked into a corilla, and he's taken off with his lure. So he flew off with it. Yeah.
He flew off
very,
with it.
And very rare lure, and he lost it.
Yeah. Was he on the, still attached to the fishing line, or...?
It's still attached to the fishing line. Maybe end up in the tree, and I've got the video footage. I can't
hilarious.
Well done. Wade's on the line. Wade, what are you thinking?
The cassowary.
Oh, the cassowary. You did right. The cassowary. I think we've got a winner. The cassowary, it can do you. Can get you.
Oh,
can
that's pull you to pieces.
It's got about three different ways it could kill you, at least, surely. It might be flightless, but it's dangerous. You put that in the aviary, you're not
getting
that with
that's it. Right.
I'd like to take a cassowary to the cockfight. Just say, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just a bit big. It's just a big
feathers
cock.
Everywhere.
They can get you. And I love the way that it doesn't come up in conversation.
Not at all.
People have seen one. They come back and go, guess what I just saw? This is an amazing bird. I go, what did it look like?
Yes.
Did you go near that thing?
Giant talons.
No. All right. Well done all.
Triple M, this is Malloy all around Australia on Triple M. We're streaming on the Listener app as well. We podcast. Dave's Corner's here as well. Wherever you get your podcast from, maybe through the Listener app. Big second hour coming up too. Tradies Got Talent. We only did it a couple of weeks ago, and you guys, most of you are very talented. Some exceptions. You'll hear it in just a moment. That's coming up. Let's talk about Barbie dolls. Sure, let's do that here on Triple M.
On good news, though, with COVID.
Oh, is it?
The epidemiologist who designed the AstraZeneca vaccine, the Oxford.
She came up with it.
She came up with it. It was her idea. Do you remember her? She got a standing ovation.
At the tennis, Sarah
Gilbert.
That's
right. Who's also an actor on Little House on the Prairie.
Or was she in Roseanne? Was that the daughter or the sister?
We probably should have had this chat before we went to her. She's a professor at Oxford University. Well, what an honour for her. Guess what?
What?
She's had a Barbie doll released in her image.
Toy Maker
Mattel is recognising role model dolls.
Oh, are they?
And they've chosen her. And you know what? She would have been slaving away in science all her life, going one day. If one day...
I'll get a university named after me, a vaccine.
No, a Barbie doll. That's
fantastic.
That
is extraordinary. Barbie's really come a long way, because I don't remember...
You pull a cord and it does the periodic table.
Does it have a cardigan?
Yeah. Ken doesn't like dolls that are smarter than him.
No. That's all of them.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick has a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Describe well-earned. I mean, those 2 hours of an afternoon is a killer. I shouldn't say too much. This might get back. Hey, it's a big second hour of Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Tradies Got Talent, parts one and two. So big it's got two parts. And you don't want to miss it. It's coming up really soon. We've got some world news in just a moment. Apparently the Pope has got himself a foosball table there at the Vatican. That's interesting. Mick's got some thoughts on that. Adam Rosenbarts is going to join us and more. Let's get into it. The big second hour of Malloy's Rostered Week Off right here on Triple M. It's Malloy. It's the Rostered Week Off. Time for some world news.
Going to Italy now, and the Vatican, to be precise. Soccer-loving Pope Francis gets a new toy, a foosball machine.
No kidding.
He's obviously a soccer nut.
Yeah, okay.
He's received dozens of soccer jerseys and game balls during his eight-year pontificate.
Okay.
But he now has a new football-themed toy, his own foosball table. Imagine going around to the Pope's to play foosball.
Yeah.
And chuck a few down.
Oh, you would.
That'd be great,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah, stand up.
He'd be wearing his Pope's hat.
Okay.
But with two of those cans attached to the side so you could drink out of it.
It's party on at the Pope's.
I'm seeing the Pope's. He's going bonkers. He'd have one of those fake giant hands. When you get there.
I'm in.
He'd be spraying around the holy water.
Oh, mate.
He'd be whipping it around the head.
Testicle chair.
He'd have the testicle chair out.
That'd be there.
When you get there, he'll be sitting. To get in, you have to sit in the testicle chair. Right.
I'm in.
It'll be going all hours of the morning.
Love foosball.
It'll be going, Pope Francis, you've got a...
Skull.
You've got a morning mass. Yeah, get stuck. I'm still playing foosball anyway.
It's cool.
That's what I expect from a Pope.
Yep.
He's still got the other Pope out in the
Yeah.
Granny Flat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ratzinger.
Yeah, Joseph Ratzinger. Yeah.
Remember him?
I do.
He got the job, saw the books, quit.
You know
he
what?
Went, oh, God.
I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah. My God. And he's in a granny flat out the back.
Is that right?
The Vatican.
Vatican City.
Yeah.
It's, isn't that, what's the...
Would he have him round? Hey, Ratzinger, come round for some foosball.
Oh, I've just got some horrific news through from one of the producers here. James apparently has got him in the Deadpool in the office suite.
Oh,
there's no good juju coming out there, though. You can't be wanting a Pope dead.
Well, you could. I would pray for it.
What do you mean?
Well, you could. God would listen. If you were praying that Ratzinger died, that would go straight to the top of the prayers. It'd be like a hotline.
You've got a fair bit of pull in that department, don't you? I guess.
Ratzinger's days are numbered. Oh.
I hope he's well and enjoying
his life. Do you reckon he gets invited over for foosball?
Maybe.
Ratzinger, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Come in. Got the boys around.
The conclave.
Which it's chug-a-lug night. Some foosball. We're all free-balling. Get in here. We're going to have a conclave, if you know what I mean. You know? Conclave. Lock in.
Code word, yeah.
If you see the white smoke coming out on top of that building, I tell you, I'm not electing anyone. Who wouldn't you kill to go to a pope?
I would love to go there. Pope's? Are you kidding?
Hey, we're off to New Zealand now. Wellington Axe Throwing Company's liquor license denied. So you've got to see the picture. They basically hang stuff on the wall and chuck, like, axes or hatchets at the wall, and they want to get pissed while they do it. They've applied for a liquor license. Now, I don't mind seeing, you know, you see the darts.
Yes.
And occasionally you go, that guy's had a couple.
Yeah.
Or round a dart.
That's right.
You go, it's a dart.
Yeah, that's
right. How much damage could you do?
A little piercing here or there.
These guys are chucking axes.
Yeah.
Imagine a fight. Yeah. So I see a fight at a pool table.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, no, that's basically weapons there.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch the pool cues get smashed over.
Snap.
Until a big Tongan arrives.
Yeah.
And separates
that's
everyone.
Right.
Well, good luck. Having a fight
at
the axe throwing joint, because that could escalate rather quickly.
Who's doing that, by the way? Who's doing the
Wellington
throwing
axe? That's a thing.
Is it?
It should be. It should be in the Olympics.
Throwing axe. Unless you've got a wood pile or a pile of wood out there to chop up for the fire.
Except for Tuesday night's crossbow night. The risk of participants arriving already intoxicated, along with the difficulty of monitoring how many drinks were consumed on site, was too great for the licensing inspector. Nanny state!
So they've had a skinful. They come in holding an axe and then told, sorry, you've had too many. Get out.
Yeah, all right. Take your axe. F off.
Yeah.
Hey, while we're in New Zealand, a bus driver has been sacked for covering up all the cameras so he could urinate. And guess what? He's won his job back.
Where was he urinating?
He's busting for a wee, mate.
Yeah.
He's in a quiet part of Papamoa.
Righto. Inside the bus.
Had no passengers. So he covered 320 security cameras on the bus and relieved himself into a bottle.
On the bus.
Yeah, which he later sold as West End beer.
Oh, come on.
No, it's a terrible beer. According to his union, it was common practice at the time for the drivers to carry bottles because on parts of the routes, there were no toilet facilities. I totally agree.
Wow, there's a tree.
Personally, I'm a nappy man. I put on the Depend.
I've heard that.
Nappies and duke it out.
I've heard that from people.
It does get soggy, but, you know.
When Robbins told us that story.
And without my permission. by the way, I told you, in pubs, you know when you see the outside of a pub and it's got tiles on the outside? That's because in the old days, that's where you used to wee.
Just up against the wall.
Yeah, up against the wall, outside, on the street, people walking past, it was okay.
Yeah, just to do it there.
I live in the wrong time.
Big stench.
Well, it's outside.
Feral.
It would be the least of your worries.
Throw a few urinal cakes that way. Very smelly.
They hadn't heard of a urinal cake back in those days. When they arrived, it was a bit, oh, pardon me, Your Majesty.
Triple M, you're listening to Malloy. We're on all the socials. You can get Mickey on Instagram or on Facebook as well and Twitter. TikTok, I don't think, is a thing for me. Keep in touch with the show and the podcast, of course.
This guy from Leicestershire.
Kev Crane, plumber.
He's a plumber.
Yep.
And the owner of the house he was working on owned a record label, heard him singing, and he's now released an album. Mm. Here's a sample. Without you. Got a kind of Spandau Ballet.
Definite 80s vibe about it.
Haircut 100 kind of vibe to it. It got us thinking. We've got tradies. We've got talent.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can't
tap into
build
it.
A career here today.
I like this.
Send someone down to Mushroom for a recording contract.
That's right.
If they're any good. You don't have to sing. You might be spoken word. You might read some poetry.
Yeah.
Who knows what you do? Mm. John's on the line. John, are you a tradie, mate?
No, sorry, I'm retired now. But I know a couple of good tradies that have now made millions out of music.
Oh. Who?
Shirley Strawn.
Shirley Strawn, Skyhooks. Of course, he was.
He was a chippy.
Was he?
He was. He's a chippy. That's right.
And John Farnham.
What about him?
He was a plumber.
No. Kidding.
He was a plumber.
Was he?
He should write a song about plumbing.
Yeah, that's right.
I was a plumber.
No, he had a song about plumbing, I'm sure. Was it Pressure Down?
It's dangerous. He's all over it. Hey, like he's knocked off. He's pushed his chair back.
That's right.
He's smoking a cigarette after that
John,
one.
John, well done.
Thank you, John, for tipping us in. So, John Farnham and Shirley, well
there
done.
You
thank
like
you.
That.
Lyle's on the line. Lyle.
G'day. All right. What do you want me? You are so beautiful. Joe Cocker.
No, we got
plumber.
That. Yep.
Joe Cocker was a plumber.
Yes, he was. A late, great Joe.
I love Joe Cocker.
Me too.
And,
Bulldog.
I just thought anyone who can drink as much as still hold down a job.
Exactly.
Was a role model.
Yeah.
Joe Cocker and you was a plumber and you're a tradie, Lyle? Can we?
I'm an ex-plumber, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right now you're in the lead.
Oh, I like it.
Right now, all roads lead to Lyle. Mitch is on the line. Mitch, you're a tradie, right?
Yeah, I am.
Great. What's your talent?
Well, it's actually a bit of a weird one. I didn't finish year 10, but I can still recite the first 20 digits of pi because I got bored one day in lockdown and decided to teach myself.
That's good.
All right, here we go. And you're a plumber by trade?
I'm a plumber.
Okay, here we go. The first 20 digits of pi in order. Go, Mitch.
3.14159265358979323846.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert! I was about to consult James. James, is that right? It's right! That round of applause,
Dave. Oh, well done. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, Mitch.
Thank you.
All I can
really
do
good.
In the field of maths is spell boobs on a calculator. And yet here you are. Plumber didn't finish school and you go rattle off the first 20 digits of pi.
Well done, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
Super impressed.
You're right in the hunt here, mate. Mark, you're a tradie?
Oh, I am, mate.
Yep, okay. And what particular trade?
Yeah. I'm a landscape gardener.
Landscape gardener, working in the great outdoors. Yep. No better job.
Oh, I work on the Brisbane foreshore.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for us today?
Yeah, what are you going to sing?
Mate, I'm going to have a crack at singing. I don't think I can really, but
have a go,
my missus reckons that I can, so.
Yeah. Okay, and what are you going to sing for us?
Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohen.
Yeah,
great
love
song.
It.
Here we go. Take us away, Mark.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain.
Hey, I was going to get to the pool, chorus. Go. Hit us with the Walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis.
Yes.
Was walking with my feet 10 feet off the bill. Was walking in Memphis.
Oh, Mark, that is great. Round of applause, Dave. You can be one of those costumes on The Masked Singer. Hang about, all you people. We're going to have to go to a break and come back.
On Triple M, it's Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Time for this.
Tradies got sellers.
Yeah. We're doing this today. There's a plumber in England who was plumbing, fixing a bathroom with a guy who owns a record label. Bang. He was singing, got himself a record contract.
Amazing.
I say our tradies are as talented as anyone in the world.
Without question.
And we'd like to see if we can't unearth a career here.
Right
send
now.
Them down to Mushroom.
You're like Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but with a bigger hat.
Yes, that's right.
Well, maybe twice the size.
You're Colonel like the Dicko Tom. Of Triple M.
Major Colonel Tom Parker.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Major Colonel.
Yeah. Or General.
General. General Tom Parker.
General Mick Parker. Hey, let's get into it. So many talented tradies on the line. They're singing for us. They're doing pie, doing maths
amazing.
On air.
Super
it's incredible.
Smart.
Let's check in with Mark from
Tatura.
What's your trade, mate?
I'm a welder, Mickey boy.
Hey, Mark. And what song are you going to perform for us today?
I've got a little backstory, mate. I was on a blind date with this girl and another couple, and we drove out to VFL Park to go see Kiss.
Oh, Damn it.
Oh,
you know I wasn't allowed to go
really
to that concert.
Hurting, Mick. Yeah.
And we had a esky full of beer. We didn't even get it in. We just listened to him in the car park. And
oh, that's the spirit.
That's great. So you sat outside the ground and drank an esky full of beer. And learnt the words, so you got to sing us a kiss song.
Yeah, what do you got?
I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
Oh, I love it. Great.
I can't get
You got it.
Yeah, pretty good.
I would have gone the
Detroit Rock. What about Beth?
Damn it.
That's for the
Beth, I hear you calling.
It's a tradie's got talent.
Can't come.
Not you.
Oh, Dave.
Come on, let's get through the calls.
Well done. Chloe's on the line.
Hey, Chloe,
you are a trade, please. Which trade?
I'm an apprentice mechanic, fellas.
Oh,
good for
you.
And what are you going to perform for us today, Chloe?
I'm all about the divinals, and I can sing.
All right, here we go. Right. Singing divinals. Chloe. It's Chloe, apprentice mechanic Chloe.
I love myself. I want you to love me when I feel down. I want you above me. I search myself. I want you to find me. I forget myself. I want you to remind me.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Go on, do it.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself.
Well done, Chloe.
That's unbelievable. Chloe, you're too good.
We have a clubhouse leader. Now, I've seen an apprentice mechanic. Kylie was an apprentice
mechanic.
She
was in Neighbours.
She was a fictional.
No, but she became one of the biggest pop stars in the world.
And I could see you out on stage with overalls.
Oh, well, that's
unbelievably good. A rag in the back pocket.
That's too good for us, to be honest.
That is very good, Chloe. Well,
it's no
Chloe,
joke.
I can
no
tell you right now you're the clubhouse leader.
Yes.
Ben's on the line. Ben.
Hey, Ben.
What's your trade, mate?
I'm a Sparky, right? The special talent I've come across in my time. I can use a broom and I can clean up after myself, believe it or not. It's incredible.
It's unheard of. Mate. What a Sparky. He cleans up his own mess.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Paul's on the line. Paul, what's your trade, mate?
Bricky.
And what's your special skill?
Oh, I used to do a bit of male stripping.
Oh, did you?
I got set up and, got walked into a, went on a footy trip with the boys and walked into a hen's night and they encouraged me to do it, not knowing that they'd set up the local copper. And I ended up in handcuffs.
Well, they would have liked that too. That
and the girls, used to be able to do 51 arm push-ups on either arm, and that used to bring the house down.
Not with handcuffs on you, wouldn't? But anyway, 51 arm push-ups, I can only do about 40.
Can you? Not quite. Yeah. Okay. Hey,
because a bricklayer, it'll be great. You could have a whole stripping troop. You'd have the plumber, the tradie, the construction worker,
the village people.
Yeah, but all tradies, mate.
Oh, I get
the
that.
The tradie people do.
Yeah, I'm
liking it. I reckon if I tried the one arm push-ups, now I'd end up in hospital.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
hey, well done, Paul. You're in the hunt.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yes.
Don't ever. Dave.
What?
You're not going to get a cent of my idea.
All right,
tradie
Colonel.
Company.
All right.
Scott.
I'm well done, mate.
And what are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to whistle you the flute, the pan flute from Wild Thing.
Okay, off we go. Let's Here we go.
That's
Scott.
That's really good. Really good.
But there is a winner of Tradies Got Talent, Dave, and it's Chloe.
Oh, Chloe wins. Well done to you, Chloe.
Well done, Chloe.
Yeah, well done, Chloe.
Amazing.
Triple M, you're listening to Malloy. It is the rostered week off. Tomorrow, Andy Lee is going to be here talking about his grand final conundrum. Needs your help. Jim Jeffrey's got a mate who was even too wild for Charlie Sheen. Yes, please. Want to know more about that. And a major development in the world of Daddy Long Legs. That's all coming up tomorrow. As part of Malloy's rostered week off, Adam Rosenbach's to take us out for the afternoon, talking about breakfast orders, the difference between tradies and white-collar workers.
Blue and white-collar workers, what they get as their first meal or drink for the morning.
Okay, sure.
So this morning I went to the servo and there were a few tradies in front of me as I went to pay for my juice. And my brother's a tradie and we never talk about what he gets in the morning, but the first one got himself a breakfast pie. Right,
breakfast pie. Well, I'd love egg and bacon pie, maybe a bit of cheese on it. Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that was too healthy for you. And then the second bloke, just got two big bottles of V. You know that green drink, and he cracked one of those, and that was his for brekkie.
That's like Asterix with that's like Popeye with spinach.
Yes, yeah, isn't it? I would have thought that was more of an afternoon kind of drink.
Sort of a pick me up sort of thing.
Yeah, so you're not going in a good place if that's your morning.
Can I tell you this? I trust tradies implicitly.
Yeah.
And when we go on tour, and I want to go find the best place to get a hamburger or the best place to get fish and chips or the best place to get breakfast,
pie.
I look for tradies because they know in their town where the best local
grub
That's a good
is.
Call.
So there might be five joints serving breakfast, but if there's five utes out the front of one of them, that's where I'm going.
A lot
going.
Of high-vis, you know
I
you're
trust
on.
The tradie and his choices of beverage and or snacks. Dim sims, yes. Potato cakes, yes.
There was no iced
burrito,
coffee.
Yes.
There was no iced coffee. I mean, you know, it's what's breakfast.
Can someone tell me the relationship between chocolate, iced chocolate, and toughness?
Because, as in when it's iced.
Well, no, because obviously, you look at these brands like Oak and thing, and it's always, you would do it for NRL, we'll put it on thing, and Oak and a teddy bear that's a loud, tough-talking teddy bear. Data must say that guys love eating chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Only downside could be seen as a bit effeminate. So we need to go out of our way to toughen up the idea so that the idea of drinking iced chocolate, iced coffee is not...
Yeah.
Is okay.
It's masculine.
If you're a tradie.
Well, okay. Well, so the second person that I saw order this morning, so this person to counter that was a white-collar worker who he looked like he worked at a real estate agency. Okay. So you can kind of picture him immediately.
Yeah.
And this guy in front of me, I was getting my takeaway coffee. He ordered a warm, weak, hot chocolate.
A warm, weak, hot chocolate.
I'm hoping he got two marshmallows to replace his testicles with because what is that?
I don't know, but I'm not buying a house off that bloke.
No.
You know what? If you want to show bravery, order yourself a takeaway tea and then just drink that straight away. There's eight layers of your mouth gone straight away.
But I was at a golf club with Glenn Robbins and watch him virtually tip furniture over when his tea came out without a bicky. He lost it.
Did he need a scotch finger? Is that what he was after? Just a little dunking?
Oh, you just see the crash of cutlery. And
that's fair enough.
People are very particular about what they want, especially that's in the morning. Your heart starts.
That's it for Malloy's Rostered Week Off for this Wednesday afternoon. Enjoy your evening. Of course, you can always catch up with more Mickey and maybe even Dave's Corner podcast, wherever you get your Malloy feeds from, maybe the listener app. Yeah, Andy Lee tomorrow with Jim Jefferies. It'll be a huge Thursday, Malloy. Talk to you then. Triple A.